here behind the trees. Hopefully no one followed me. I think we'll be pretty safe right here. What I need to do now is I need to get these guys inside this house, and I need to find those notes. Kitchen cabinet, third one on the left. Third one on the left. Okay, I'm running on pure adrenaline right now, but I think I can make it. I can't believe I'm gonna be home today. Okay, everyone's in. No one's awake yet, but I'm pretty sure they're all breathing. I don't know if it's a comatose state or what, but they are alive, and that's all I'm really concerned with right now. I found Tin's notes. I don't know what I expected exactly. Most of them are written in pretty clear English. I don't know if I... For some reason, I thought they'd be written in some language I couldn't read, but from what I imagine he did, he probably put it in English so that no one else at the facility could actually read them. But, except for Elder, of course, but we know how that turned out. Okay. Now these notes, they seem pretty concise, and there's a lot here to read, so I'm not sure where I should really start, or what exactly I'm looking for, but I don't really have much time. Oh, shoot. The bomb. I don't think it's been an hour yet, or 49 minutes, or whatever. It might be close enough. I guess I need to keep an eye out for anyone coming, whether it's Tin, or Eldra, or whoever's supposed to be on my side today. Okay. I would guess it probably took me around 10 minutes to drive out here. Maybe 20 to get everyone inside and situated, and probably another 5 or so to find this notebook. That should give me around 10 minutes to start getting this place barricaded. And he really did it. I didn't know what to believe. I mean, I played along and I came out here like he said, but I guess I didn't know for sure. But he did it. He really bombed the facility. It's really frustrating. I can't really see anything outside right now but this dark silhouette of trees all around me. But that flash was bright and it was very real. So I am going to turn this off now. I'm going to barricade the door and keep a lookout because I don't know what is coming next. I'll be right back. Okay, it's been about 30 minutes since the blast and I haven't seen anything at all. I haven't heard anything else at all. Now that the doors and windows are barricaded, I'm going to read through these notes and just going to hope to recorder lasts through it. This is probably the most important part to document here, and oh God help me if this battery dies on me now. Okay, let's see. I found an interesting part. Where's that? Okay, right here. It looks like he wrote pretty extensive notes on me and how they were watching me when I first woke up here. Tin recorded everything I did, from finding the food in the grocery store, to getting the machete, to, yeah, this part right here, it's kind of entertaining. It says, the goat's experiments seem to work. The subject has a sense of compassion and is very tolerant of the animal's behaviors. It is interesting that the subject chose to befriend the animal rather than use it for food. although he does seem to be utilizing it to carry his goods. So, I guess I should have figured that out. That goat was actually a test. Let's see what else. We've confronted Evan today, and my analysis is that he is a kind-hearted man, and I am very eager to tell him of my plans. I have no doubt that I made the absolute best choice in getting him instead of the others we first tested. He is a believer in the Almighty Maker and has attempted to speak to the Maker several times. This will be beneficial in determining his underlying moral constitution and his willingness to eventually carry out the plan for the betterment of all of the Maker's creation. That's interesting. So, I guess he's been planning this for quite a long time. I imagine since they first abducted me, he's been planning this. But, see the rest of this? It's all exactly like Elder said. You know, there's the other Earth-like planets, there's the lack of sin, there's even a timeline of sin's introduction on what looks like hundreds of Earths. So, these notes are really organized. And it looks like everything's here. What gets me, though, is, you know, Elder was telling the truth. But why would he tell me the truth if he was just going to eventually stop me anyway? Why would they both be in on this, but then against each other? What could they possibly gain from telling me if one or the other was just going to eventually destroy the entire facility anyway? I don't know. There's been a lot going on. I'm kind of going with the flow right now, and I don't know if that's the best thing, but that facility's gone. That's good. I can't really even think much beyond that right now. My head is spinning. Even the words on these pages are just swimming everywhere. I can't really even concentrate. I know I need to press on, and I need to find out how to get home. I need to leave, and I need to see my family. I just need to rest for a minute. It'll just be a minute.